impossible to conceive, Anselm said, of a being than which nothing greater can be conceived. Even an atheist can conceive of such a superlative being, though he would deny its existence in the real world. But, says the argument, a being that doesn't exist in the real world is, by that very fact, less than perfect. Therefore we have a contradiction, and hey presto, God exists. Let me translate this infantile argument into the appropriate language, which is the language of the playground.
Bet you I can prove God exists.
Bet you can't.
Right then, imagine...